This is 7:30 Tea with Ree.
So I'm like, oh my God, I'm literally stranded in a flooding canal.
He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind. I invited my friends.
When he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van.
Ree is spilling all the tea. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 7:30 Tea with Ree. So, I'm really supposed to be doing these at 7:30 a.m. or p.m., but, it just doesn't happen. I don't know. I try to get into the routine of doing this at 7:30 a.m. or p.m., and, like, I don't know, like, that time, I'll literally have the time in mind, and I'm like, I'm gonna go sit down and do this, right? So I'll go and get ready. And then I'm like, maybe I'll make my bed. Maybe I should rest. I'm going to rest right now. Or maybe I'm just going to make a big whole ass breakfast. Like, I don't know what it is, but for the life of me, I just can't. But you know what? I'm going to keep the podcast this name, because maybe over time, eventually there will be one day where I'm going to sit down at 7:30, one of the 7:30s, the AM or the PM. And I'm just gonna do it. I will admit, though, I normally make my tea for this, but I did not make it for this episode. But you know what? That's just between you and me. It never happened. It's a secret between you and me, even though I'm telling all of you. This is a secret between you and me. This is personal. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Nobody on the outside knows, unless they listen. But it's you and me, as I said. But anyways, how are you guys all doing today? Because for me, I was honestly, today's my day off, so I kind of felt like I had to try and be a little bit more productive. So, like, I woke up this morning, right, and I actually laid in bed for quite some time, which is good, because I usually feel the need to, like, jump out of bed kind of fast. Like, I get a little stressed, so I try to get on things quick. But today I actually relaxed this morning, which was great. And you know what? I did not look at my work messages, which is very good because I usually will check those right away. I relaxed. I actually relaxed. I watched The Summer I Turned Pretty. I don't know if any of you watched that show, but that show has me in a whole chokehold. Absolutely fucking love that show. And I love it because ever since I was in middle school, I used to read all of the books. They have it's a 3-book series by this woman named Jenny Han. Oh my God, that bitch knows how to write. She is so good. She's so good. I don't care what anybody else says. She's good. She also wrote the To All the Boys I've Loved Before series, which that was also a really good series too. I didn't read all of those books, but I did read the first one and I was starting the second one. But then I just ended up watching the movies, so there's that. But, my God, Jenny Han, she's a good one. She's a goodie. Ugh, if you have not watched The Summer I Turned Pretty, you really have to. It's basically about this young teenage girl who, like, she's always had a crush on these two brothers, and she visits them every single summer because her mother and their mother are best friends. So they all, every single summer, go to this, like, summer house. And so they've been doing that since they were little kids. So that's why she eventually develops a crush on both of the brothers. And this one summer, she, like, glows up. Like, you know when you have your awkward ass stages in your teen years, and then all of a sudden you just one day glow up and you actually, like, feel pretty for once. So yeah, the series is pretty much all about that, like, the summer she turned pretty. But I'm not going to tell you any more about it because you need to just search it up and watch it. It's on Amazon Prime and it's really addicting. I got my parents hooked on it too. I got my sister hooked on it. Like, we love that whole book series and show series. Like, my mom read my dad all of the books. If my mom could get my dad to like it by her reading all of the books to him, then I'm pretty sure he will probably like the books. So before we get into today's stories, if you are new here, I'm so happy that you're here. And I just want to let you know that this podcast is all about spilling tea and sharing your deepest, darkest secrets. So if you have any tea to spill, DM me on Instagram at 730tea with Re. And you spell that out like at 730tea with Re. And the way you spell Re is R-I-E. Not any other way, just R-I-E. So 730tea with Re. And if you wanted to reach out to my main Instagram account as well, if you know me from there, you can do that as well, which is at Rihanna Flores. So you spell that out as R-I-E-A-N-N-A-F-L-O-R-E-S, Rihanna Flores. And if you wish to be anonymous, please let me know. Your story should be up to 500 words or less if you are DMing me. And if you want to send an audio voice message instead of typing out your story, please keep it up to 5 minutes max. But anyways, so let's get into today's stories. My first story of the day is going to be about a young man who could not stop asking a girl to go on a date until she finally agreed. And when she agreed, he decided to take her on a date to Buffalo Wild Wings. Not only just take her there, have his mother drive him and her there in a van. So this was actually an audio message sent in from one of my followers, so we're going to give that a listen.
So I went on a date with this guy who I was working with, and he had been asking me for months to go, and I finally agreed. I literally had no desire to go whatsoever. He had told me, okay, be ready by 7, like, dress nice, I'm taking you to a seafood restaurant. So I'm dressed in a sundress, I put on little wedges, and when he pulls up to pick me up, he's in a weird-looking van. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to judge someone based off their van. That's super rude. That's super vain. And then when I get in his car, there's a woman driving, and he's in the passenger seat. It was like an older woman. And she introduces herself, and it's his mother. And I was like, oh, super taken back. Now remember, I'm in a sundress, and we're driving, and we go past the restaurant I originally thought we were going to. And I'm like, where is this guy taking me right now? I'm not even kidding. We pull in to a Buffalo Wild Wings parking lot. And I was like, oh, like I thought we were going to like the View, like something like that. He's like, oh yeah, I pulled an audible. So now I'm in Buffalo Wild Wings in a sundress and wedges with a guy who's, I found out later on, it was his mom who drove us because he had a DWI and wasn't allowed to drive a car. And I was like, you literally could have told me. I would have literally driven myself or just never gone on a date with you. It was the most awkward date I've ever been on. A sundress in Buffalo Wild Wings in Lindenhurst, and it was the most strangest date I've ever been on, and I had to continue working with him for the rest of the summer, and it was so freaking awkward.
Oh my god, girl, he did you so dirty. Buffalo Wild Wings with his mother? No, there's a lot of red flags here. Okay, like, first off, he kept asking you for months to go out, and you kept putting it off. And honestly, you were probably so kind about it, because he didn't even get the hint. The fact that he kept feeling like he could still ask you, like, that's crazy. Like, how do you not at least get the hint? Also, how is he going to give you, like, a specific plan for seafood and then take you to Buffalo Wild Wings with his mother? Also, like, did she stay for the dinner or wait in the parking lot for you guys to finish? Like, did she drive around the block a couple times to kill time? That's just strange to me. Like, what? Also, why did he not tell you anything about the DWI? Like, at least be honest about that. Because that, it, like, why would he even want his mother there? Of all people he could have asked to take you on the date, he could have had a friend, he could have had a sibling, but his mother? Like, that's even more... mama's boy. That's a mama's boy. Which also, mama's boys are sometimes red flags too. And I don't care what anybody has to say, it's a little bit true. But that can be for another episode that I will get into on that. If someone sends anything with a mama's boy, or if anyone has a story on a mama's boy... oh, girl, I'll give you all of my red flag lists, okay? But going back to this, just to include with you guys, the person who sent me this in also told me, like, some extra information. She mentioned that when all this was happening, she was, like, 20 years old at the time, and this guy was 27. So that's even more wild to me, because he's 27 and having his mother do this shit. I'm like, this, I can't, you can't make this up. You just can't make this up. Also, he should have at least told you he had a different place in mind for food so you could have dressed more comfortably. Like, this man had you in a sundress and wedges. You thought you were going to The View, which I know where The View is. If you guys aren't from Long Island, which that's where I'm from, The View is like this fancy seafood place on the water. It's so cute and pretty. Like, this man had her with expectations. She was ready to go to The View. All I know is, girl, never again. I'm sure you learned your lesson, and I would hope that that man-child took something away from that experience. But to be honest, I'm not so sure he did, since he's literally 27 and doing all that at that age, not communicating properly, getting this... there's just a lot there. But I mean, who knows? Apparently, the average male does not fully mature until they're around 43 years old, so good luck to him, but God bless to you for being as patient as you were on that date, because I sure as heck would have found the quickest way to dip. I probably would have been like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom, and then like leave out the back door. Kidding, maybe not would have done that. Actually, you never know. Sometimes if a date is that bad, it's okay to be a little selfish or mean. Depending on how bad the date is, of course. Which, if you are debating it, just call me. Just call me or send it in. Literally. But yeah, girl, I'm glad that nothing progressed further, but it sucks that you did have to work with him for the rest of the summer. Hopefully that man's okay, and you will find your person who does not take you to Buffalo Wild Wings in a van with his mother. So, we're gonna get into our second story of the day. So this story is about a family-related story. So this one is about a cousin that is kind of just a little bit too into themselves, which I've definitely been there. We're like, I feel like this could be cousins or best friends. Those kind of go hand in hand, because sometimes your cousin can be your best friend, but I mean... I just feel like sometimes it's hit or miss with your cousins and your best friends, because you may have either the perfect cousin and your best friend, or you may have a really toxic kind of relationship with them. I mean, this could be anybody, but I'm just saying typically when it comes to best friend cousin dynamic, like, it's hit or miss. I've seen it on many occasions. But anyways, so one of my followers wrote in and they said, so, my cousin, who I've only met two times, came to visit me at my apartment for the weekend because she really wanted to see me and get to know me better. I was really looking forward to it, but now I can't wait for her to leave. I thought maybe we'd get closer, but she barely even bothered trying to get to know me, and on top of it, she took advantage of me. Oh, shit. She spent her whole visit mostly sleeping, talking about only herself, and obsessing over all the boys she's hooking up with. She also didn't pay for anything of her own while visiting. I paid for all of our dinners, all of our Uber rides on nights out partying, and I even paid for her hookup's Uber ride one of the nights we went out. She also spent one of the nights during her visit at some random guy's place instead of mine. Again, this was only my third time meeting her ever, because our dads had a falling out like 20 years ago. I told my dad everything, and he wasn't surprised. I'm just glad she's going to be heading home in a few days. Oh, fuck. That's a big fucking red flag. What? Okay. Okay, I want to understand this, because the thing is, how are you literally going to be, like, wanting to get to know someone, and then you only talk about yourself? Because she literally said, like, she wanted to go see her to get to know her better, right? Like, if she wanted to see you and get to know her, like, get to know you better, like, why, what is the point? if you're just going to talk about yourself the whole time and make it about yourself. Because, I mean, the fact that she made it about herself and then also made the time to hook up with guys and even spend time at another guy's house, like, and stayed over, because she said, like, at night, like, she, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's a different type of selfish, honestly. Like, okay, I would understand if it's, like, you were, like, best friends, you're super close with your cousin, and, like, you hang out all of the time, and, like, you're, like, oh, my God, like, you should totally go hook up with that guy. But it's, like, this is your third time meeting her, and she literally, like, went ahead and did that. Like, that's just strange to me. It's weird. I don't know if it's, like, a... I don't know if she just has, like, a social anxiety issue, and maybe she was just, like, kind of nervous of, like, it being weird with you guys being together, and so she just decided to, like, hang out with someone else for one day and wanted to get away. I don't know what, but even still, like, that's just fucking, like, over the top. But at the end of the day, I just think it's really selfish. Like, if someone is coming to spend time with you and then they take part of that time to spend somewhere else with someone they barely know, like, that's ridiculous. Because, I mean, it's just a hookup. Because you said that she was visiting from somewhere else and it was some random guy. So, like, that's just strange. And the fact that she didn't pay for anything, I mean, okay, when it comes to paying for things, like, okay, she visited you. So I would understand, like, you pay for, like, you know, one or two meals or whatever, because it's like you're hosting. I would get that. But she didn't even offer, like, she should have at least offered, or, like, you guys could have, like, went half and half on certain things, or just pay for your own things. Like, I just feel like I get it in the sense where it's like you're hosting it, so maybe you may pay for some things, but I still think there should be, like, an equalness in it. Like, they should at least offer, even if you insisted, like, at least offer to pay, too. And you shouldn't have paid for every single thing. Like, she definitely could have bought her own shit. Especially the hookups Uber. I mean, that's crazy. And it's kind of funny to me that your dad and her dad had a falling out 20 years ago, and then here you are with her, and your dad was literally not surprised. That's very telling. That means some of that was probably learned behavior. Like, maybe your uncle also has, like, selfish qualities too, and maybe that's learned behavior. I don't know. But all I know is that is pretty fucked up, and also really concerning that she doesn't know how to have a normal social interaction without talking about guys and making it all about herself. That means she doesn't know how to properly interact with people and how to properly show interest in them and ask questions. And not just, you know, relationship-wise, but, like, just, like, even friendship or family-wise. Like, she doesn't know how to have a normal interaction. Like, that's pretty bad. So I would hope that that girl gets some sort of reality check at some point, because you can't be selfish like that your whole life. That shit is concerning. She needs to reflect within herself and really take a good look and see what she needs to work on. And honestly, that kind of stuff should start with just simply trying to ask more questions within people without reflecting it back on yourself. Because I've seen that too, where it's like some people actually do want to try to be better with that, because there are a lot of people I know that do make things about themselves, but they actually can't help it. They some people will use, like, if someone's talking to someone about something, sometimes people will kind of go back with a story that they relate to with, where it unintentionally becomes about themselves. So I've seen it with people where they've said, oh, I'm really trying to work on this where I don't, like, talk about myself again. And it does become difficult because sometimes, you know, there's some people that really can't help it. Like, that is the way that they interact socially, where they try to be relatable and personable by talking about their own experiences. But there's some people that straight up just don't even ask you questions either. They really just talk about themselves, if that makes sense. I hope that made sense, because it sounded like it could have been a little bit confusing, but I hope that it wasn't. I feel like I explained it best as I could. But yeah, overall, that girl needs to self-reflect, because that's crazy. That's wild. But I don't know. Either I hope that you two could eventually become close, or just throw the whole cousin away. I don't know. But anyways, here is going to be time for our third and final story of the day. Now, I was really excited for this one because I read it and I was like, that is some major fucking tea, this one. So I'm going to read it for you guys today. So one of my followers wrote in and they said, my sister was supposed to get married last year, and 2 days before the wedding, he called it off. My parents paid $25,000 for the wedding, and he only gave them $12,000 back, took the ring, and the car he got her as a gift away. Since then, my entire family cut off communication with him and his family. She always goes out and doesn't tell us where she's going or who she's hanging out with, and we all assume it's him. The other day, I was in the car with her, and he calls, confirming my suspicions that they're hanging out. Went to dinner with my sister the other day, and she expects me to invite him to my wedding when they're not together, and my dad can't stand him. Oh my god. Okay. Girl, what the fuck you do? Like, what the fuck is her sister doing? I can't, because how are you gonna still, like, hang out with him? That shit, no. He called off the wedding 2 days before, and your parents spent $25,000 on this fucking wedding. He only gave $12,000 back, and he took the ring away, and he took your car away. No, girl. Why is her sister hanging out with him? Like, I don't understand this logic here. He literally did all of this shit, and you think that it's okay. How does she think that it's okay? I am with you, though. Like, I feel like it's unreasonable for your sister to think that you should invite him to your wedding. I don't think that you should invite him to your wedding. I mean, that's just... He did so many hurtful things to her, and all at once, and they were also petty things, too. Like, it's like, if you're calling off a wedding, like, why do it 2 days before? Like, for you to do that, like, you had to have been feeling something for a while, and then you waited until the very last minute. Like, I don't know about you, but that's the vibe I get from that, is that it was, like, built up for a while. And that at the very last minute, he was like, nah, like, I'm really not going to do this. And that's just unfair and rude, because then it's like, why would you even propose if you have a small bit of uncertainty? I just think that's fucked up, because then you're also taking away that special moment from her. Like, for the next person who's going to propose to her, like, then she may have either an expectation in the back of her mind, or she may have a lot of doubts in the back of her mind of like, well, what if they do this to me next? Now, I don't know if she's going to end up with someone else or not. I would hope that she ends up with someone else, because it's pretty shitty of him that he only paid half of the money back, and then he took the ring away, and then he took the car away. Like, what is she doing? That's not okay. That's not okay. She needs to have some more self-respect and self-worth and know what she's worth, because, I mean, you can't just be crawling back to someone like that easy and hanging out with him. And the fact that she has to hide it from her family and she feels like she has to do that, that just, The minute anyone feels like they have to hide something from someone, just know that that means in your heart, you know that what you're doing is wrong. If you feel like you have to hide something from someone, it's probably something wrong that you're doing. So you probably shouldn't do it. So all I know is, girl, my advice to you, you as her sister, do not invite that fucking man to the wedding. Don't invite him. Like, because the reason why, like, of course you could be nice and do it, but I'm just saying, I don't think you should. Because you saying, yes, you can come is like, oh, I will happily allow you back into my sister's life. I don't think you should allow his ass back into your sister's life. After all the shit he pulled and how much he took away, and not even just, like, you know, related to money of what he took away, but also just, like, he gave her all of that enjoyment and that happiness and that love, and then, like, sniped it back, and then also took away the ring, which is a symbol of love, and also kind of took some trust away, too. Or, it's not some, a lot of fucking trust, because that's a big, like, that's blindsiding, and that's fucked up, and it's honestly not great on her that she is just going back to him as if nothing happened, and as if it can't happen again, because if he didn't know the first time, he's probably still not gonna know the second time if they were to continue something and do it in the future. He's probably gonna still be unsure, because this already almost happened in the beginning, you know? They almost got married and he decided no at the last minute. So what is the point in going through that again? You know? And I mean, I don't mean to say that in the sense, because I mean, there are some people out there, who knows, maybe this situation did happen and then maybe they eventually ended up getting married and they're happy, who knows. But from my personal opinion, my perspective, I honestly feel like it's still not going to lead in the best area, because at that point, you would have to really learn how to trust someone all over again. It would take a lot. And the reason I say that is because now you know that at one point before, they had major doubts on you so bad where they almost just didn't want you in their future at all. And you would want someone to be sure about you, like 100% sure at all times. You would want someone to have just no doubt in their mind about you so that you can feel safe and secure and comfortable. And you don't want to feel insecure in your relationship or feel like you have to watch your back every 5 seconds. You want to feel safe with someone. So, yeah, no. She definitely needs to break up with him. Because he was horrible to her. Like, for that stuff, at least. I don't know how he was in the relationship. You know, I don't know their dynamic at all. Because I just got more of these surface level things of what happened. But based on his actions and what you told me, it doesn't sound like he was great to her. Because if someone was that great to her, they would not have done what he did to her. They would not have disrespected her like that. And disrespected the family like that, too. Only giving $12,000 back. That's ridiculous. Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine if someone did that to me 2 days before my wedding. While everything is set and planned and made. I mean, that's crazy. But yeah, do not invite him to your wedding and no. Tell her to break up with him. But anyways, that is all of the stories for today, and I'm so glad that you all were able to listen and join, and yeah, we're gonna close out all of this negative energy that we just let out with a sound healing, so I want you all to sit back and relax, get nice and comfy, close your eyes, take a deep breath, breathe in from your nose and out from your mouth. Thank you. hope you all enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you guys all have a lovely week. Goodbye.